Smithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour on this post-election day show, November 8th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line, she's on the road again, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell reporting in for duty. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Randy. And yes, I am reporting for duty. We've had a great, great tour up here, meeting the people of the UP, getting behind the message. So good morning to you.
Yes, good morning. And it's amazing. You've been in St. Ignace, Sault Ste. Marie, Iron River, Dickinson last night, Escanaba, Marquette, and now you're headed off to Houghton, Michigan.
Yes, sir.
Now, I gotta ask you a question. As you're meeting with the folks, I know Melanie Greenfield is working with you on the tour and out there, you know, with you as well. One of the things that I'd really like to get a sense of as you go and talk to people that you're running for the U.S. Senate, you're running in the Republican primary, and not to say anything negative about your opponents, but what is the overall reaction to these people who maybe didn't even know who you were, didn't know you were running, didn't know your background or anything? How are they feeling, though? What are they saying to you about other candidates that maybe they know of? James Craig ran for governor. They knew his name. Has any feedback come to you from the people as far as the overall race itself?
Randy, there is a lot of comeback, and people are so ready for a fresh start and not a recycled politician. James Craig, who couldn't get the signatures to get on for gubernatorial, they're questioning his validity again. Mike Rogers and Peter Myers, again, they're ready for a fresh start and not a politician. I'm a physician and not a politician. I'd say people need to do their research, but the people up here, I'm offering hope, and they're getting enthused, and they're getting behind the campaign and want to know how they can help get people gathering the petition signatures. It's rocking it, Randy. I'm so glad I came up here and to let the people of the UP know that they are important to me as well, and we're not going to wipe them off the map as I've heard some have done.
Yes. Well, you know, it's amazing because James Craig, like you mentioned, when he announced he was running for governor, he held his press conference down in Belle Isle, and he was shouted down by a lot of the local people that were residents of the city of Detroit. And you know what? I don't ever remember him coming up north. I don't remember if he ever did actually make it to the UP. It's just amazing to me the amount of concerned citizens, people of the UP, how much they're engaged in knowing what's going on in politics, but yet most of these politicians don't even bother to travel up and visit with the folks.
Randy, last week I was up at the Michigan Initiatives in Newaygo, and he also was supposed to be there, and he never even responded after he committed to be there. The people there were not very happy with him. They did not even have the regard to let them know that he was not coming. Great for me, because then I had the entire platform the entire evening.
Right, exactly. How many people now, because gathering signatures for you is important. I know you're organizing and finding county captains in every county. Were you able to talk to any of these folks in the various counties you've been to so far? Has anybody stepped up to be a county captain for your signature drive?
Randy, we've got lots of people that are doing that. Almost every county, they're saying, how can they help? We are gathering county captains and organizing that. Melanie's going to be picking up the signatures and the petition sheets when we're done. But we need the enthusiasm after people hear my message and hear what I offered, and their hope is being reestablished. Right now, our nation needs, our state needs hope, and it's amazing. I'm loving it. It's rocking it. And, yes, we have people stepping up. Every place that we've gone, people are stepping up and wanting to help the campaign and get me across the finish line.
Well, you used a four-letter word that began with the letter H,
eight.
You said hope. And being a physician, I think you need to add another four-letter word that starts with H, heal. Because this state, I talk to people on a daily basis. I had an hour-long conversation with a gentleman yesterday who reached out to me and said, Randy, I'm at my end. I'm seriously thinking about committing suicide.
Oh, Randy.
And I said, whoa, stop. I said, stop, stop, stop. I prayed on him. I suggested that he contact a suicide hotline. I gave him a number. I gave him a couple of numbers. I gave him Pastor Chatfield's number and a couple others. And I said, don't do this. Don't even talk like that. I said, you have to understand that I know you are at a very low point in your life, but you have to understand that it is not God's plan for you to do that. He had a plan when you were conceived, and you just got to figure out what the plan is. But I got to tell you, we need to be healed. I don't think it's just hope and praying anymore. I think it's a state of emergency, mental health issues, and all the things that even, like, for example, leads a woman to being so desperate that she's going to have an abortion. She's got pregnant. She's not married. She's single. She can't afford a baby. There's so much happening in our society today, Sherry, that I think people actually need a healing.
Randy, I couldn't agree with you more, and that's why I'm presenting myself as the cure for Michigan. Ultimately, God is the source of all healing, and I absolutely believe that as a Christian. But hope is the void right now in our society, and I want to restore hope, healing, and love in our society. And I'm proud of you for referring this man, and we just hope and pray that he's gotten the help that he needs. Mental health has been, the crisis that we're in has been stoked by culture, by the left, by the COVID nonsense, and we need to have hope and healing restored again. And for women that are at that destitute place of making a decision, Randy, I'm looking forward to the time that no woman is ever going to feel coerced or pressured into having an abortion, that we come alongside that woman that is ready to make that tough decision, and she can know that there are other alternatives, and that the church steps up, that we step up, that the men are held as accountable, and that that woman knows that there are alternatives there. But we are in a hopeless society, but God is the source of all hope.
Amen. Absolutely. Well, one of the things I think is interesting is the people in the UP, and my brother-in-law and his wife, they live in Negaunee, just west of Marquette. I don't know if John and Tammy are going to be able to make it. I think they're going to try to make it to the event in Houghton, because I don't know if they were able to make it to Marquette. But one of the things that I find in talking with them is they feel like the UP is so disconnected from Lansing. And what are you hearing on that point, as far as they feel that maybe they're not getting paid enough attention to, they're not getting their needs answered, their representation, not necessarily in Lansing at the state level, but more importantly at the federal level? What are they thinking about senators overall, Stabenow and Peters? How do they feel about their representation regarding their U.S. senators in Washington, D.C.?
Oh, they've absolutely felt neglected and felt like they're in another state, another country. I was talking to the young lady this morning, and she said, we've been literally taken off the map sometimes when they've drawn Michigan in the map. Who are we, and why are we forgotten? That absolutely is the resounding feeling, that they are forgotten. But I'm here to let them know they are not forgotten. They mean something to me, and their vote means something to me, but they mean something to me, and I will represent the entire state of Michigan.
Absolutely.
Not just the central hot pockets.
Yeah, that lower peninsula map, a lot of times they forget about the rabbit, I call it, the UP up there. Hey, one of the other points now, this event that you're doing tonight in Houghton, that's going to be at the Mineshaft Rock House restaurant right there in Houghton. You're going to be there at, I believe, 6:30 to 8:30 tonight?
Yes, Randy.
And then Frankfurt tomorrow, then Sheboygan Public Library on Friday from 10 to noon, and then you're going to end up the tour at the Iron Pig from 1:30 to 3:30 there in Gaylord on Friday.
I am, and then, Randy, I get to fly out to Florida, and I'm being endorsed by Peter McCullough and Robert Malone. I'm going to a medical freedom conference after that, and they are doing a fundraiser in Florida. But when I finish up the tour Friday afternoon, it'll be saying goodbye to the UP for a short while. I will be back up. There's a lot more people to connect with. But, yeah, the tour doesn't end on Friday. I go back down. I go to Florida on Friday afternoon.
Well, you know, actually, Florida is Michigan's third peninsula.
I think you're right.
Yes, because a lot of our folks are heading down that way. They're going to be following you down there. I got two people yesterday. They voted here in the Central Lake bond issue. Really got them motivated to get out and vote yesterday. And in Lansing, great news. Both Democrat state representatives won their mayor races in Warren, Michigan, and Westland, and that's causing them to have to resign their state representative seats. We are now going to have gridlock, 54-54 in Lansing, and basically they're not going to be able to pass anything, do anything on their agenda until the special elections held in May to replace those two Democratic state reps. I got so much to talk about today, but I just wanted to have you on the show and get the field report from you, let the people know how the tour is going, and final comments, final thoughts, what you'd like to say to the folks.
Last night was a big win for Michiganders. We just now need to get Katie at the state level, and let's get her in so that Republicans take back Lansing again, get me in, and we'll take our state back. Dr.
Absolutely.
Sherry O'Donnell running for U.S. Senate, DocSherry2024.com. Randy, thank
yes.
you.
That website, I wanted to tell you, too, I had three people said they went there and was able to volunteer and sign up. So give that website one more time.
DocSherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y, 2024.com, DocSherry2024.com.
Very
and
good.
Randy, well, the grassroots are going to carry me across the finish line.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you stay safe out there and tell Melanie and all the folks up there in Houghton that Trucker Randy said hey.
We'll do it, Randy. Thanks. Appreciate
all right.
you. God bless.
Safe
Bye-bye.
Travels. God bless. Again, that was Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. She's going to be at, again, the Mineshaft Rockhouse Restaurant. They are going to be there tonight from 6:30 to 8:30. And then Frankfurt going down to Frankfurt tomorrow, and then Sheboygan Public Library this Friday. She'll be there from 10 to noon, and then wrapping it up at the Iron Pig downtown Gaylord on Friday afternoon, 1:30 to 3:30. Check her out, DocSherry2024.com. Bomb the Hour is upon us, gone. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power, plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
The Well Connect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Greatly appreciate Dr. Sherry O'Donnell taking the time to come on, update us with her tour information. If you would like the flyer, just text me Doc, D-O-C. Doc Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y, 2024.com is the website. You'll see a picture of her there, The Cure for Michigan, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, U.S. Senate. Over on the right side, there's three bars. Click on those three bars. A pop-up box will come open. Home, meet Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, key issues, volunteer events. And then, of course, the donation contribute now button. If you click on volunteer, a box pops open, become a volunteer, we need your help. Sign up to become a volunteer for the campaign. If you've never worked on a campaign before, this is a perfect opportunity, and let me explain why. This is a statewide U.S. Senate campaign. This is a resume builder. This is a way for you to get some real experience working with a candidate that is going to get the funding. You heard her mention the doctors are doing a fundraiser for her in Florida. She was in North Carolina this past weekend, Saturday. She was in North Carolina with doctors that have all donated to her campaign. She took a red-eye flight back to Michigan and drove to get up to St. Ignace to be part of this tour that Melanie Greenfield put together for her. Sunday, she started in St. Ignace at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. After being in North Carolina, Saturday night, took the red-eye flight. I believe she said she was at the airport at like 11 o'clock at night, flew back. Got home, I think she said about 3 o'clock in the morning, then got up and drove to be in St. Ignace at 1. She's getting some huge endorsements that are coming, I cannot mention right now, even though I know the endorsements that are coming. She's going to get a ton of money from those endorsements. But most importantly, she's got the medical professionals, the doctors, nurses, many people in the healthcare field supporting her campaign. I'm not saying you don't have to donate, you don't have to contribute. You can go to the website and make a donation, $10, $20, whatever, but most importantly, become a volunteer. And you heard her mention to help Katie Ness get through this recall election process. We're going to talk about that on the show, because with what happened in Lansing right now, we, the people, have an opportunity to take back the majority of the House in Lansing, and we can do it in May. The special election that's going to be held to replace the two state representative Democrats that got elected last night, Lori Stone got elected to be the first woman mayor of the city of Warren. State Representative Kevin Coleman won Westland. He is having to get sworn in on Thursday after the Board of Canvassers certified the election for Westland. He's having to be sworn in that afternoon this Thursday because the current mayor had to resign. Shady dealings as mayor, forced to resign. They have to fill that vacancy on Thursday. So Lansing is going to already be down to 55 Democrats in the House to 54 Republicans. And Lori Stone is going to get sworn in the first of the year to be mayor of the city of Warren. It's gridlock, baby, in Lansing. 54 to 54. And technically, per the rules of the House, that means that if they open up the new legislative session after January 1st, guess what? A flip of a coin will determine who gets to be the speaker. The Republican, probably Matt Hall or somebody else, or the Democrat, Joe Tate, for 1 month. So for the month of January, a flip of a coin will decide who the Speaker of the House is in Lansing. The next month in February, the other party gets to be the Speaker. That's how it's going to happen. That's how it's going to work if they come back in the legislative session. A flip of a coin will decide whether the Republican is the Speaker or the Democrat, because it's gridlock, baby, 54 to 54 in Lansing. 1 month the Republican, 1 month the Democrat, then the Republican, then the Democrat. Then comes May, the special election. Well, we have an opportunity to recall Betsy Cofia, the communist, bad Betsy. As a matter of fact, that's their email address, recallbadbetsy@gmail.com, if you want to volunteer. I'm going to talk more about that on the other side of the top of the hour news break. Hour number two, I'm Chuck Arandy. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylor. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 10 o'clock.
Michigan News Source. Brought to you this hour by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company.